Last week, Tyson Foods announced they would stop accepting cattle fed with the feed additive Zilmax. But this week, both National Beef Packing Company and JBS said they will not change their cattle buying practices. In a statement, Kansas City-based National Beef places a high priority on animal welfare with cattle in its facilities and does not plan to change its cattle procurement practices. Brazilian-based JBS said it has noticed similar problems to those cited by Tyson, but said it would continue its current approach of extensive monitoring of animals at its plants. Cargill already has noted they would continue to accept cattle fed with Zilmax, and now Merck Animal Health has announced they are launching a five-step program that focuses on the feeding of Zilmax. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association notes America's farmers and ranchers take animal care very seriously and therefore supports efforts to ensure Zilmax can be used responsibly to raise beef without compromising the health and well-being of cattle. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.